in what we call the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6:13, we're instructed to pray, "Lead us not into temptation." Now, all I want to say about that is, it means this: so we can be kept from temptation. Lead us not into temptation. Now, my argument to start off with is, we can be kept from temptation. In Matthew 26:41, our Savior said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation." All I want to say there is advance the fact that you don't have to enter into temptation. He said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation." So the Bible teaches us that we can be kept from temptation, and that it is possible for us to enter not into temptation. Then, of course, that very famous 1 Corinthians 10:13, "There is no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above your able, and with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." Now, according to that verse, you can escape temptation. Now, we've learned three things already. One is, we can be kept from temptation. Two is, we can stay out of temptation. And three is, we can escape from temptation. In 2 Peter 2:9, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation." So that means we can be delivered out of temptation. That means we can be kept from temptation. We can stay out of temptation. We can escape temptation. And once we're in, we can be delivered out of temptation. And in Galatians 6:1, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." What does that mean? That means we can do certain things to prevent temptation. All I'm trying to say right now is that we can be kept from temptation, we can stay out of temptation, we can escape temptation, we can be delivered from temptation, we can prevent temptation. In 1 Corinthians 7:5, dealing with a husband and wife romance, it says the husband and wife should come together and be romantic with each other, that Satan tempt you not. That means we can avoid temptation. Now listen carefully to me. I'm establishing first what we can do about temptation. We can be kept from temptation. Second, we can stay out of temptation. Third, we can escape temptation. Fourth, we can be delivered from temptation. Fifth, we can prevent temptation. And sixth, we can avoid temptation. So, I can avoid temptation. Now then, hear me carefully. If I can avoid temptation, I can avoid sin. Now, by the way, it's not a sin to be tempted. But it's dumb to be tempted when you don't have to be tempted. If I can keep from temptation, I can keep from sin. Now, some suggestions are made in the scriptures I read a while ago concerning how we can prevent or keep from temptation. For example, the husband and wife can be romantic to each other to prevent temptation. And the Bible said, Jesus said, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation." So there are three things already. Husband and wife, living normally as husband and wife, watching, and then praying. And then it says in Galatians 6:1, "If we restore our brother, we're wise, lest we ourselves also enter into temptation." So there are some ways that we can avoid or prevent temptation. But the best way is in our text. Now listen carefully to me, and I want to show you the best way. You see, the thing we're trying to keep you from is death. When I preach against sin, I'm trying to keep you from death. I'm not talking just about physical death, though I'm talking about that. I'm talking about a dead life. I'm talking about a life that is dead. She that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. I'm trying to keep you from death, because sin bringeth death. The wages of sin is death. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death, the Bible says. So, I'm trying to keep you from death. Now, by keeping you from death, I keep you from sin. If you want to live a real, positive, happy, lively life, stay out of sin. The devil's a liar. His advertisements are fakes. It's not the gentleman that drinks beer, and it's not the contented man that drinks beer, and it's not the gentleman that smokes cigarettes. And happiness is not found in the world. I said the devil's a dirty liar. I'm saying sin brings death.
No, sin doesn't bring happiness. Sin brings death. No, sin doesn't bring joy. Sin brings death. No, sin doesn't bring excitement. Sin brings death. No, sin doesn't bring a rich life. Sin brings death. Now, I'm trying to keep you from death, so I've got to keep you from sin. Now, if I keep you from sin, I want to keep you from temptation. For I can keep you from temptation, I can keep you from sin. Then, if I keep you from temptation, I must keep you from enticement. So, I want you to avoid death. Okay, how can I avoid death? Avoid sin. How can I avoid sin? Avoid temptation. How can I avoid temptation? Avoid enticement. If unless you're sick, please sit down back in the back, would you please? Or you have to stand up. I don't like folks standing up in the back. Now, I'm saying that if you don't want to die, I'm talking about live a dead life and die spiritually, then don't sin. If you don't want to sin, then don't be tempted. If you don't want to be tempted, then don't be enticed. But what brings enticement? Lust. What brings lust? The Bible says that lust brings enticement. Enticement brings temptation. Temptation brings sin. And sin brings death. Or you can prevent, you don't want to have death, then don't sin. Then don't be tempted. Then don't lust. Then don't have enticement. But I want to call your attention to the first thing. It says you're drawn away. Drawn away from what? Drawn away from work. Drawn away from usefulness. Drawn away to loafing. Drawn away to being a sluggard. Keep busy. The most important thing in this world for a young person to keep you out of sin is keep you busy. I mean, get busy somewhere. You mall hangers-outers. You're drawn away. And before you know it, you're going to have some appetites, lust. And then you're going to be enticed. And then you're going to be tempted. And then you're going to sin. Then your life is going to be ruined. There is not a person in this world who wrecks his life but what first isn't drawn away. Lazy. Loafing. Stay busy. Either be asleep or at work. And busy. Now, I'm going to shock you after a while when I preach against some things you're going to not agree with me on. But I'm saying, the Bible says, if you don't want to die, keep out of sin. If you don't want to sin, keep from temptation. If you don't want to be tempted, you keep from lust. If you don't want to be to lust, you keep from being enticed. And if you don't want to be enticed, you stay busy and don't be drawn away. Now let me give you the order there. You want to avoid death? Avoid sin. You want to avoid sin? Avoid temptation. You want to avoid temptation? You avoid enticement. You want to avoid enticement? You avoid lust. You want to avoid lust? Then avoid being drawn away. Now reverse that. First, you're drawn away. Here's a guy working hard, like David in the Bible. All of a sudden took a day off when he shouldn't have taken a day off. David was drawn away. Then what was it? It was lust. He had desires. Then what was it? Bathsheba enticed him. Then what was it? He was tempted to get her. Then what was it? It was sin. Then what was it? It was the death of that little baby boy that she gave birth to. That was when she was impregnated by King David. Now you listen to me, folks, and you listen well. If you don't want to sin, you stay as far away from sin as you can. People oftentimes say, well, why are the rules of the House Anderson College so strict? Tell you exactly why. We're not trying to keep you from sin. We're trying to keep you from those things that lead you to sin. If we can keep you busy and you stumble, you just come to lust, you see. If we just make sin against the rule, then you stumble and then you sin. I'm trying to say the farther we can keep you from sin, the better it is. People say, well, what's wrong with holding hands? There's nothing wrong with holding hands, but it just gets you closer to sin, that's all. What's wrong with an unchaperoned date? There's nothing sinful about an unchaperoned date, but it just puts you in a place where you can have lust and be enticed and be tempted and then sin and then wreck your life. Ladies and gentlemen, the wise person doesn't stay right at the edge of the cliff. He walks as far away from the cliff as he can. And God says here, if you don't want to die, then don't sin. If you don't want to sin, then don't be tempted. If you don't want to be tempted, then don't be enticed. If you don't want to be enticed, then don't lust. If you don't want to lust, then don't be drawn away. The secret is work. The secret is stay busy. The secret is don't hang around. The secret is don't loaf. The secret is be diligent. The secret is find something to do and do it with all your might and don't get drawn away. This is what it means, deliver us from evil. Now notice this. Temptation is one step from sin. If you wait till you get tempted to decide not to sin, one step and you're in sin. Enticement is two steps from sin. Lust is three steps from sin. Being drawn away is four steps from sin. The best insurance you'll ever have is the insurance of keeping your children busy. I tell you what's wrong with America? A bunch of middle class and rich loafing teenagers whose dad and moms are financing their shenanigans, and they haven't got time anything to do but go to some dirty rock concert, and they go there on mom and dad's pocketbook and checkbook and expense account and wreck their lives. I'm trying to tell you the great secret to not sinning is don't be tempted, and the great secret to not being tempted is don't be enticed, and the great secret not to be enticed is don't lust, and the great secret to not lust is work.
David, that means David found the answer in Psalm 101, verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes.
Now, it is not sin to set wicked thing before your eyes, some wicked thing before your eyes. But it puts you one step from sin. By the way, David knew what he's talking about. He had put some wicked thing before his eyes. He had put the naked Bathsheba before his eyes. And David said, I have decided to put no wicked thing before my eyes. That means soap operas. That means Hollywood. That means your dirty movies. That means anything out of Hollywood. I don't care if it's Disneyland, or I'm sorry, Disney movies, anything out of Hollywood. I will set no evil thing before my eyes. I will set no liquor on that screen. I'll set no adultery on that screen. I'll set no folks that not married each other kissing on that screen. I'll set no mixed women on that screen. I'll set no wicked thing before my eyes. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'll set no wicked thing before your eyes, you'll be a long ways from sin down there. But you get right here on the edge, and here you are. And keep me from sin. Keep me from sin. Go back here and say, keep me from being drawn away. David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. And the next verse he says, Psalm 101 verse 4, I will not know a wicked person. I will not know a wicked person. What does that mean? If you don't know somebody, you can't date them. If you don't know any wicked people, you can't run with wicked people. David said, I will not know a wicked person. Now, he didn't say, I'm with the wrong crowd, and they're trying to get me to do wrong. I've got to watch it and stay out of sin. Get back here where you don't know anybody that'll tempt you. God said, you're drawn away, and then lust, then enticed, then tempted, then sin, then you die. Ladies and gentlemen, you're crazy to stay just two steps from death. Stay away from temptation. John 16:3 says, whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. There used to be a little commercial on radio down in Texas, Jack's Beer, J-A-X. Not mine, but J-A-X Beer. Had a little ditty. Hello, Mellow Jack's little darling. Hello, Mellow Jack's little darling. It was on the radio. I heard that thing so much, I was preaching one Sunday, and I started humming. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, I wouldn't have hummed that if I hadn't heard that. Now, it says, whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Now, that means don't listen to all that. I say, oh, I know all that stuff, but I don't want to speak it, but I know it, I've listened to it. You're right on the precipice of sin. You're a heap safer, ladies and gentlemen, to go back here and prevent yourself from being drawn away. Stay busy, oh my soul in heaven, stay busy.
That's what it means in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. Acts 4:20. We cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. Now listen carefully. It says the woman just loafing around the house that watches the soap operas. Drawn away. Now listen carefully to me. Many a woman out here leaves her husband and her children. I could call names all over this house tonight. Women aren't here, the men are. Women who never thought they'd be over here. But they got over here where they were loafing. And then they watched their soap operas. And pretty soon they imagined themselves in that kind of an ideal. And then their husbands became unattractive and unglamorous. By the way, so are the wives. Listen to me back here. The wives of these whoremongers on television are just as... Their whoremongers are as dull to their wives as your husband is to you. And so she's not working. Use Brother Howe. Well, what can I do? Wax the floors. What can I do? I got them all waxed. Okay, unwax them and wax them again. Wash the walls. Look at me. Listen to me. I'm preaching to you. This loafing, get up late, go to bed late, play, holidays, vacations, days off, lay around, not work, hate work, love play generation has destroyed America. And brother, the reason America's over here tonight and is dying is because over here she started off being turned and drawn away. We've been drawn away and we've done nothing and we have been lusted and we have enticed and we've been tempted and we've sinned and we're dying. Why? Because America quit working, that's why. Is the young person hanging around the mall that's in trouble? You got to go to the mall. You go there, have you a list of what you got to buy. You walk in there, buy it, then get your carcass out of the mall and get in the car and drive home. It is the David who takes the day off who sees Bathsheba. It is the young person who hangs around the drive-in restaurant that's in trouble. You say, what's wrong with hanging around the drive-in restaurant? The same thing that's wrong with hanging around anywhere. It's the man who hangs around the newsstand who's immoral. I see him. Oh, hair field, hanging around, just thumbing through magazines. When I go to a hair field, I go to work. I check in, I get my boarding pass, and I go to work. Tis the Balaam who lingers to talk with the Moabites who leaves the will of God. Tis the apostle Peter who warms at the devil's fire who denies the Savior. Tis the Noah with nothing to do who gets drunk. Tis the young man passing through the streets in Proverbs 7 who commits adultery. Tis the comfortable and satisfied Solomon who goes into idolatry. Tis an Israel that's at ease in Zion that goes into captivity. Tis the casual crowd at the rock concert that wrecks their lives with dope. Tis the Samson hanging around who places his head in Delilah's lap. So what are you saying? I'm saying stay away from TV. Stay away from your stereo. Stay away from your magazines. Stay away from your telephone. If you got something to say to somebody, call them, say it, and hang up. This casual talking on the telephone. Well, you got any news? Yeah, she has some. And you'll hear it. And you'll be drawn away. Stay away from your telephone except a call and get some information. Stay away from, what does it mean? Stay away from the beaches. I said, stay away from the beaches. Well, Brother Howes, I'd just take my own family out there. Be a good idea if you didn't do that. It'd be a good idea if Daddy didn't see his teenage daughter in a bathing suit. In my office this morning, there came a lady. That happens almost every week. A man that is sat in these pews and may be here tonight. She's left her husband because he has sexually abused his own children. Incest is the greatest sin facing America, sexual sin facing America today. I'm trying to say there ought to be some kind of a dignity and propriety between fathers and daughters and mothers and sons. You say, Brother Hodge, you're just getting old fogey. No, I'm not. I've been old fogey all along. I know what I'm talking about. I know of a man who sat in these pews who had a teenage daughter. I mean blood daughter, not half-set daughter, but blood daughter. Got a brace and bit and bored a hole in the closet wall so he could watch his own daughter undress. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time we decided that even at home we ought to have some propriety. What does it mean? I mean, stay away from the taverns. Stay away from the teen canteens, youth canteens. Stay away from discos. Stay away from anywhere where people just hang around. Stay away from pool halls. Stay away from bridge clubs, game rooms, Nintendo parlors. Stay away from bridge clubs, coffee clubs, supper clubs. Stay away from ministerial associations. After what we call after church fellowship. Anywhere where you just stand around and talk and sit around and talk and don't do anything, stay away from it. Drawn away. You say, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're hearing about. I know what I'm talking about. I know what happens when men, women, young people, I know what happens when they are not busy. They lust, then they're enticed, then they're tempted, then they sin, then their lives are wrecked. Stay away from, here it is, right here. Stay away from slumber parties. Wouldn't give you a dime for all of them. All of them. And I'm going to have a slumber party for my daughter. Go ahead and do it, but don't invite me. Where are the house? What's wrong with the slumber party? The fact that they're not slumbering? Slumber means sleep. If you're having a slumber party, slumber. It's not healthy for a bunch of girls to stay up all night and just do nothing. You say, Brother Hodge, you get more narrow-minded all the time. Yes, I'm learning more all the time. Stay away from teas. Coffees. I don't mean drinking tea or drinking coffee. I mean where folks just go and sip tea and talk. Stay away from Blockbuster. Video stores. Movies. Youth centers. YMCAs. Lodges. Civic clubs. Preachers' fellowships. Denominational meetings. Motorcycle clubs. Card parties. Oh, I see it. Skating rinks. You say, preacher, what's wrong with the skating rink? If there's nothing wrong with the skating rink, it dead sure does turn you away. It draws you away. Anywhere people hang out, you shouldn't be there. Drawn away, lust, enticed, tempted, sin, death. If I had a teenage daughter, I'd give $1.98 to have a preacher like me preach to her tonight. If I had a teenage son, boy, I'd sure thank God my preacher said what I'm preaching tonight. Stay away from rap sessions. Stay away from TV talk shows. Call-in programs. Neighborhood get-togethers. Unplanned socials. Unplanned dates. Unplanned activities. Sewing circles. Bull sessions. Dance halls. Magazine stands. Newsstands. Gathering places. Secret orders. Civic clubs. Meeting places. Unplanned activities of all kinds. Discussion groups. City parks. Flower clubs. And secret orders. Stay away from them. Now you listen to me, folks. I have watched them by the droves wreck their lives. Nobody has ever wrecked his life that wasn't tempted. If you can stay from temptation, you can stay from sin. Nobody has ever wrecked his life that didn't sin. Nobody's ever sinned that wasn't tempted. Nobody's ever been tempted that wasn't enticed. Nobody's ever been enticed that didn't lust. Nobody's ever lusted that wasn't drawn away. So if you're not drawn away, you are four steps from sin. Boy, I love that story I tell. A little Hiles Anderson college girl came to my office crying. And she said, "Brother Hiles, I'm going to break your heart." I said, "What's that?" She said, "I'm a fallen woman. I'm a fallen woman." And I said, "Oh, no. No. Where did it happen?" She said, "In the hallway at Hiles Anderson College." Oh, my soul. I said, "What did you do?" "We held hands." I never was so glad to hear somebody held hands in my life. You know why that young lady wasn't a fallen woman? It's because an old-fashioned preacher told her not to hold hands. And when she stumbled, she fell into holding hands. But if she'd been over here and not listened to a preacher, she fell one step. She'd have been in adultery and wrecked her life and might have been pregnant. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to die, then don't you sin. If you don't want to sin, don't you be tempted. If you don't want to be tempted, don't you be enticed. If you don't want to be enticed, don't you lust. If you don't want to lust, you stay busy. You say, "What's wrong with these things?" Nothing. They're just taking you closer to sin. They put you one more step toward temptation. These things I gave you lead to lust. Lust leads to enticement. Enticement leads to temptation. Temptation leads to sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Show me anybody whose life has been ruined, and this was the journey he took. Drawn away. Drawn away. Lust. Enticement. Temptation. Sin. Death. Show me any church member who backslid and dropped out of church. He went the same route. Drawn away. Quit his Sunday school class. Drawn away. Then enticed. Our lust. Then enticed. Then tempted. Then sinned. And then death. Show me any young lady that gave birth to a child outside wedlock, and I'll tell you the steps she took. Drawn away. Spare time. Idle time. Drawn away. Lust. Enticed. Tempted. Sin. Pregnant. A child outside wedlock. Where did it start? Back yonder. That's why we have the standards we have at Hiles Anderson College and Hammond Baptist School. Listen to me, young people, I'm preaching to you. Young folks, listen to me over there, I'm preaching to you. That's why we have the standards we have.
Well, you say, well, what's wrong with that?
There may be nothing wrong with it, but it takes you one more step toward what is wrong.
Well, you go to hell because you do that?
No, sir. It just takes you one more step toward a life of hell. That's all. You show me any faithful church member who drops out of church and becomes disgruntled, I'll tell you the story. Drawn away. Lust. Enticement. Temptation. Sin. If you don't believe it, look and see how the ones dress that get mad and leave. Look at their standards once they leave. I'm not being critical of anybody. I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to die, don't sin. If you don't want to sin, don't be tempted. If you don't want to be tempted, don't you be enticed. If you don't want to be enticed, don't you lust. If you don't want to lust, then don't you be drawn away. Well, America needs to go back to work. Heard Dr. Tom Malone say this. He said, and he is a young man, he went to live with his grandfather who reared him. He said, his grandfather said, Tom, we have no rules here. You can go to town, do anything you want to. Anything you want to. Tom said, boy, what a deal. What a deal. He said, no rules at all. He said, now, Tom, here's the schedule. He said, when that sun comes up over there in the east, you'll be up and dressed. And you'll be in the field. That'll be about 5 o'clock in the morning. You'll work in the field till noon. When the sun gets right up there, you'll come back in. We'll have a bite to eat. An hour later, we'll go back to the field, and you work the field till that same sun over there sets over here, and it'll be about 8 o'clock at night. And then you've got to come in. You've got to slop the pigs and milk the cows, and you've got a few duties like that. Chop some wood. It'll be about 10 o'clock. Now, he said, that's the schedule. Now, between 10 o'clock and at night and 5 o'clock in the morning, you can do anything you want to do. Dr. Malone said, boy, what a deal. What a deal. He said, by the time 10 o'clock came that night, he didn't want to do anything. That's exactly what I'm preaching about tonight. Drawn away! You women. Listen, you women that stay at home, unless you have to work, you ought to stay home. But you stay home. You don't have, you have conveniences that Grandma didn't have. I mean, you got a machine there that washes your clothes and dries them and folds them and puts them in the drawer after it irons them. You find something to keep yourself busy. Because I'll promise you, just as sure as you sit down and you have 4 or 5 hours to do nothing in the daytime, you're going to get that TV guide. And before you know it, you're going to watch that sometimes fat, sometimes skinny Oprah. And you're going to watch all these other whores on television that bring every kind. I sometimes, when I'm preaching out of town, I get in the USA Today and I look at the subjects they're going to discuss on these talk shows. Bisexuals. Prostitutes. I mean, up there, making them look like good, decent citizens. Now, you just go right ahead and don't keep yourself busy. And you're drawn away. And you're kids. If a kid takes the garbage out, now he gripes about it. I'll guarantee you, if he gripes about taking the garbage out, make him eat it. I dare some teenage punk with my name to gripe about taking the garbage out. One day, Dave Howells wouldn't... I said, shut the door. He said, no. He shut the door for 8 hours. I said, shut, open, shut, open, shut, open. And he kept on. He went in the door shutting business. I don't understand it. Some of you guys, 240 pounds, 6'4". You come to me and say, what can I do with my boy?
beat the devil out of him.
Somebody said, Dr. Bill Rice, he said, if my daddy
had treated me like you say your daddy treated you, I'd hate him.
Dr. Bill said, if my daddy treated you like he treated me, you wouldn't hate anybody again in your life. Every preacher that left the ministry started right there. I'm an old man. I don't have to work real hard if I don't want to. But I don't want to get in trouble. And as cute as I am, I got to watch it all the time. Now you understand it, folks. It's tough being like this. There's stewardesses on airplanes. You know how it is. I just keep busy, that's all. I just keep busy. Now you listen carefully. Interesting thing about it, it doesn't say lead us not into sin. It said if we're there, deliver us from it. But it doesn't say don't lead us into it. He goes on to say deliver us from evil, but he says lead us not into temptation. For if you are not led into temptation, you will not be need, you'll not need to be delivered from evil. Because you don't get, if you're not tempted, you won't sin. And you don't sin, you won't die. So I'm trying to tell you tonight, the best thing you do is stay away from temptation if you don't want to sin. And stay away from enticement if you don't want to be tempted. Stay away from lust if you don't want to be enticed. And stay busy if you don't want to be, if you don't want to lust. It might be a good idea for you fellows to find out what sections of the local newspaper have the lingerie ads and not even get that section. The average newspaper is nothing more than a Playboy magazine, right? How do you know? So the local newspaper is like Playboy, right? Okay, you right. Is that right? Okay, fine. That's right. America needs a generation of preachers that don't just preach against sin, but preach against being turned away so you won't lust, so you won't be enticed, so you won't be tempted. And America needs a generation of Christian schools that don't just have sin against the rules, but temptations against the rules, enticements against the rules, lust is against the rules, and being drawn away is against the rules. So I thank God for some of our folks at our school. Thank God for that man that works in our wood shop at the high school. Oh, I forgot his name. Yoder. I always say Tudor. Yoder. I got the last part right. It's better than I did with that dog last night. Thank God, Mr. Yoder. He keeps your boy busy. But here comes Dad, 6'4", 240. Here's Junior, 4'6", 130. Dad says, I can't control my boy. You big ox. You big sissy britches. My mama weighed 98 and she controlled her boy. And that's back before we had hypertension. Chemical imbalance. Only imbalance I had was jumping. Before we had some of these other things they have. What? Attention deficit disorder. What that is? That's some disease, some doctor invented so he can get your money. And he gives you just a pill that had none but sugar in it to cure you. Attention deficit disorder. My mama could cure you of that too. Those switches on that peach tree in the backyard were miracle drugs. Oh, the old man's been preaching 50 years. Not just against sin. America's full of a bunch of independent Baptists just preaching against sin. That's all they're doing, just preaching against sin. I was down in the Southern State not long ago. Pastor said to me, he said, our basketball team is undefeated. I said, what schools do you play? He said, public schools. Well, I said, what do you do when these public school cheerleaders come to your gymnasium at your school with their little panties on, showing their thighs and everything else? Well, he said, we just don't look. I said to him, Buster, Reverend Buster, Brother Buster, I cannot tell you whether 70-year-old men look or not, but I can tell you that a 69-year-old man don't need to go to those things. You say, what are you? I'm a man. And I'm trying to keep more than just from sin. And I'm trying to keep these young folks from more than just sin. I'm a little tired of you college girls coming to the office. I've got attention deficiency syndrome. What's some of these other things I got? What? Well, talk to me. Epstein-Barr. Sound like some scientist that owns a liquor store. Epstein-Barr.
I'm overloaded.
How many hours are you taking?
7.
Boy, I tell you, if you and I were the only two people in the world, I'd stay single.
Seven. I got Epstein-Barr.
Shoot, I could take 7 hours with paralysis.
If you don't want to wreck your life, don't sin. If you don't want to sin, then don't be tempted. If you don't want to be tempted, then don't be enticed. If you don't want to be enticed, then don't lust. If you don't want to lust, stay busy.
Don't be drawn away. I said a while ago, and I'll close it when I say it again. Show me anybody whose life has been ruined, and I'll show you that journey they took. Show me any young lady pregnant out of wedlock, and I'll show you that journey. Drawn away, lust, enticed, tempted, sin, death. Show me any student expelled from college or high school, I'll show you the same deal. Drawn away, lust, enticed, tempted, sin, death. Show me any disgruntled church member, I'll show you the same step. Drawn away, lust, enticed, tempted, sin, and death. Show me any preacher out of the ministry, I'll show you the same thing. Drawn away, lust, enticed, tempted, sin, and death. Now, to be quite frank with you, you're sort of foolish. Just try to keep from sin. A big percentage of the people in this room tonight are right here. I got to keep from sin. Why don't you step back a step? And don't be baited. Enticed. And then you have two steps. Why don't you step back a step and don't lust? Well, you say, how do you keep from lusting? You stay so busy. Keep your mind on something else. And you keep busy and you keep working and you keep busy and you keep working. And then you're 4 big steps from sin and 5 big steps from a wrecked life. Where are you tonight? Where are you? Sitting there watching that television set, soap operas, movies, One step from sin. Is that where you are? Or are you just hanging around, wasting time, drawn away? The safest person in this room tonight is that person that's just too busy to lust. Because he's not drawn away. He's active. He's busy. He works. And he has not let lust enter into his life, or enticement, or temptation, or sin. Because he's kept busy. He's not drawn away. Father, bless the message tonight to our hearts and our lives to your service. Keep us from sin by keeping us from temptation. Keep us from temptation by keeping us from enticement. Keep us from enticement by keeping us from lust. Keep us from lust by keeping us from being drawn away. Change some lives because we've talked tonight. Amen. Shall we stand? The choir will sing, and you do whatever you're supposed to do, and you know what it is.